I came back to work for Avers, and I worked up to be a top grade engineer, if you like, quite quickly. And then electronics started to come in. Well, the MD at the time in Spevic said it was a flash in the pan, it was all rubbish and it would all go away, which of course it didn't. And the sugar beet factories around here, of which there was eight, had got a prototype electronic machine in there which worked with Hollerith punch card systems. And the lorries used to come in and they weigh and they had a card and they took it around to the tare house to have samples taken for sugar content and all the rest. And so the whole lot could be put together in a machine and they can price up their load by lorry with all this information. And they weren't very reliable in those days. And they wanted me trained on it. Well, initially it was going to go up there for 3 or 4 weeks. And then they decided the electronics were probably taking off and perhaps I ought to go for longer. So I went up there for 6 months training purely on all electronics that they made, including these digitizers, as we called it, for the British Sugar. And then I came out and I did that for the whole of East Anglia. There was one other chap in Luton who did electronics, otherwise it was just a specialist work. I used to go around and do that. But when they broke down, you know the sugar beet has a season from February, or October to February, when all the beet stuff is pulled in, and literally hundreds and hundreds of lorries go in at a day into these factories. It's still happening at Bury St Edmunds. The nearest one here was at Ely. Anyway, we had about 800 lorries in a day. There was two in and two out weighbridges, and there was rail weighbridges, and also other weighbridges, because stuff was brought down the river at Ely by barge and was unloaded. So there was a lot going on in these factories. So I did that, but when it broke down, Whissington was the initial one, the real prototype, which I had to keep going before they improved it and it went to the other factories. And when it broke down, I was on permanent call for this factory, and I was in the middle of doing something else, and suddenly it came through and I had to drop everything and drive out to Whissington to sort it out. And you knew there was a problem because you hit a queue of lorries about 5 miles before you got to Whissington. And after a little while, the lorry drivers realised that this green van with this man in it would, if we let him through pretty quickly, we might get home a bit earlier than we wouldn't be otherwise. So we all sort of waved through, come on. And I used to go there and fix it and then come over, stay there for a bit, make sure it was working and then come away again. And this went on, you know, probably once every couple of weeks there was a major breakdown. Really? We had to go and sort it. We tried to train people, well, we did train people up in Birmingham on rack changes, you know, there was the power supply, there was a digitizer, there was a this and that and the other, for them to change the rack and how to set it up, because each one had to be set up. So we trained them to do that, but most of them, they were electricians, but most of them went into panic mode when they saw this thing, this great panel full of electronics. So they sort of waved a screwdriver at it and decided perhaps they'd call Avery's in, and I used to go out and sort it.